it's been frenetic and exciting, and I'm really pleased how we've adapted. Actually, it's in, what is it, over 3 weeks ago since we all moved into home working, and I think at the thinking back 3 weeks ago, we were wondering how we'd get on and how would we communicate, and it's been a real success. And I'm the staff have reacted magnificently. And for us, we still have got to deliver frontline services to our clients. We have a very significant caseload of people that we still must be able to provide our care and support to and manage. And okay, we're not seeing them face to face, obviously, but I feel when I speak to most of my team, we've hardly missed a heartbeat in that, and it's so I think we're doing pretty good. Hard work, but we're doing.
It sounds like people have really stepped up to the plate.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I would always say we've got a good team here at Walking with the Wounded, but over the last few weeks, I feel so incredibly honoured to work with these people and privileged to work with them, and I'm incredibly proud of what they've done.
So, Ed, what strategies do you have as an organisation moving forward to maintain those incredible services that you provide?
Well, that's quite a long and involved conversation, Rachel, but just to sort of pot it down, our principal partner is the NHS. Always has been. It's where we focus on providing support to them. Our philosophy is that they are the universal care provider in the country, and that is... that is a really important thing that we should reinforce. And so what we've been ensuring is that we have provided them the capacity and resource they need for anyhow day-to-day business, but also with their need to switch some of their attention to COVID-19, we've been trying to ensure that there's extra capacity where we are to take some of their workload off them. And it's going pretty well. I think going forward for us, if I could say it's business as usual, I don't mean it to sound glib, it's business as usual with same cohort of individuals, same outcomes that we're looking for. So it's the way we're operating has changed, but what we're trying to achieve has not.
So, Ed, I know that Walking for the Wounded has recently set up the Emergency Veteran Support Fund. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Like every charity, the pandemic has led to quite a significant slowdown in our revenue. We were cancelling events, or we had to cancel events that we would have been doing in the second and into the second quarter and into the summer. And so we lost around about 15% of our income when we looked at our annual budget. And so what we've been doing, and our fundraising team have been busy looking at how we could do this, but we've been trying to see other alternative sources of funding, and the Veterans Emergency Fund has been one of those initiatives that we launched in order to try and do that. Now, to be honest with you, we launched it, and on the same day and the day after, there was probably another 100 COVID-19 fund emergency funds coming out from every sort of organisation everywhere in the world. So it's a noisy space at the moment. But for us, it's important we keep the funds coming in. We are not in a position to furlough staff because we've got to keep the service to our beneficiaries. So, we need to raise money.
So how can we help you do that, Ed? Where can people go to find out more about the amazing work that you do, but as well as that, more about the Emergency Veteran Support Fund?
Well, the easiest place, Rachel, for people to go is to our website, walkingwiththewounded.org. I think the first thing you see is our COVID response on the front page, but there's a donate button there. And, if someone even gives us £1, it's a pound that right now means more than ever. And there are veterans and their family members who are relatively isolated, who are having quite a tough time. Being locked away like this is only amplifying their need. And so if we can just keep them stable and supported through the pandemic, keep them away from statutory services that are already under huge pressure, then we will be doing extremely well. And that £1 would have made a difference.